I found this is someone who has to initiate. This is someone who has the power to really jump on the table and shout out into the world, hey, let's do this project, I have a new idea. Because I think you are an initiator, you are a disruptor.
Magnificence is the boundless expanse of being, a liberation from limitation. It is the embodiment of authenticity, where you shed the shackles of self-doubt, shame, and imposter syndrome. Here, worthiness flourishes like a vibrant garden where you have the power to determine your actions, destinations, and your closest relationships. In the realm of magnificence, creative individuality takes center stage. Your greatness is acknowledged, celebrated, and nurtured. Gone are the days of mindless conformity or fitting in just to keep the peace. This show and your host, Patricia Lindner, are here to guide you as you align with your authentic design, leading the way to a life of purpose and fulfillment. Magnificence is not some unreachable peak or distant dream. It's inside you, waiting to shine brighter than you ever thought possible. Welcome to your magnificence.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on the magnificence of my guests. And today I have with me the amazing Taryn Reeves from Down Under. I'm so happy and so glad that you are with me today. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Good evening to you. Good morning to you. Good evening to me. Opposite sides of the world. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And isn't it amazing that we have this opportunity to connect with the whole world? I totally appreciate that. I'm so grateful for technology.
I love working with people from all over the world. It's a very special experience. You just get to learn so much about other places and yourself.
Yeah. And so in our case, we have been knowing each other for a while. And I start in a very different way because usually I just start with introducing my guest. But in your case, I have been knowing you for several years and I did an amazing project with you. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that in a few minutes. So Taryn Reeves is an outstanding author of many, many best-selling books. She is a fabulous writer of articles, and she is a book coach. She's a publisher. She is a keynote speaker and a marketer for entrepreneurs, for influencers, and for thought leaders. Taryn is also a writer for entrepreneurs wanting to move people with their words, because she is an amazing wordsmith. And all in all, Taryn is a woman on a mission to inspire, to impact, and to ignite other people. Welcome again to the show, Taryn Reeves.
Thank you. You make me sound amazing.
You are.
So, that's funny.
First things first, you do so many things, You are an author yourself. You are a publisher. You are a speaker. You are a mom. You are so many things. Tell me, because, and I say that with the background of knowing your human design, how the heck can you do that? Yeah. You have so many things that you're working on.
I do. And so with the background of human design, I am a projector. So I'm actually not designed to do it all, as you would know. But I am a big visionary. I'm a big creator. I can see like all of the moving parts and how to improve things, exactly what needs to be done and said to move from point A to point B. But if I try to do that all myself and like work a traditional 8-hour day, it ends up being very bad for me. And then that obviously leaches into my work and my clients and all that sort of stuff from an energetic perspective. So the reason I am able to juggle so many things and be in that energetic playground of having so many different creative projects on the go and hats to wear, if you like, is because I've built systems and an amazing team. Now, it didn't always look that way. I tried to do life the way that we're told we're supposed to do life without knowing my human design. And, you know, I climbed the corporate ladder. I had the six-figure career. I was doing all of the things, but it ended in a spectacular burnout and a lot of resentment from me. And I just couldn't understand why I couldn't do life the way I saw other people doing it, why I was so unhappy and so tired all the time. And it was only when I allowed myself to do the things that lit me up in the way that I wanted them done, and that meant leaving corporate and starting my own business and the chaos from the outside that it looks like my life is, that's when things really started to fall into place for me. So like you said, I am a single mama to two kids. I've got a 7-year-old daughter and a 6-month-old son. And I do that on my own. And then I have my business. So I own a publishing company and we work with entrepreneurs to write, publish and market books. Now, within that, I have an amazing team of designers and editors and all of those sorts of things. But I also still very much have my hand on the pulse. But it's about building the structure that works for you. And so I do write. I write articles. I write books. My latest book is actually about to come out. And I do speak and all of those sorts of things, but only with projects and people that feel aligned for me, that align with who I am and them with me as well, obviously. But yeah, I guess that's how I get to do it all, is because it's a choice. And I've built it in a very specific way about knowing and honoring who I am and how I work. Now, people will say to me all the time, like, why do you have to make your life so hard? And I'm like, but it's not hard to me. Like, this is what I'm designed to do. You know, they're like, oh, just finish this one thing. And I'm like, I don't have to finish this one thing. I can do 10 things at once.
Yeah.
Because that's where I'm led to go. And things do get completed, but it's because I have my team and my support people and things, because they come behind me and I'm allowed to step into that visionary and creation and where I'm very powerful and not so good at the other stuff.
I see. So thank you so much for sharing this amazing story. And it is just part of the story and part of this big path that you were walking, and you installed all those systems. You have them in place so that you can work the way you love to work. I feel this is
an
enlightening episode for the projectors out there, because I feel you are the embodied prototype of a projector that really made it happen to have this fulfilled life without the burnout. But you talked about this incredible burnout that you had before you honored your energetic. Sure. And I would love to have a look at your human design chart, because when I had the first glimpse of it, I was excited to talk about it, because I'm going to
share it.
Because it is a projector's chart you have. And sometimes I just say a couple of things. I know that you are into human design, but maybe someone who is watching this episode, listening to this episode, I want to say a couple of things. So it is typical that there is the open sacral center, which is this. And I'm not meaning it in a judgmental way, this lack of the sustainable power where a projector needs to withdraw and to relax and to replenish, and is not designed to do all the work. And you gave the amazing example of how you can manage doing that, because you built this system, this support system of people around you that make it happen, so that you can have the time to withdraw and replenish and go back into your cave and create amazing ideas, concepts, inspiration for other people who do the work for you. What stood out for me was a projector that has this constellation, and I look at it as an artist. And I looked at your chart, really meditating. I saw, because you have the ego, the willpower, the self center, and your spleen center defined, and they are connected like this triangle of initiation, artfulness, and inspiration paired with intuition. I hope I totally landed on who you are, what you do. And I would really love to talk about that, because I found this is someone who has to initiate. This is someone who has the power to really jump on the table and shout out into the world, hey, let's do this. Let's do this project. I have a new idea. And then I felt like, but she's a projector. And then I dove into your chart, and you already shared part of how you really can do this amazing work. Because I think you are an initiator. You are not a bushwhacker. You are a disruptor and a projector.
I'm the explorer. Absolutely, 100%. So do you know what's so interesting about that is the old me was very much the person jumping on the table and going, listen to me, you know, this is, I can see the problem. And then I would get so disheartened and upset when people wouldn't listen to me. And then I'd be like, all right, well, let's watch this disaster unfold, you know, and it would happen. And I was like, I don't understand. And then I did find my human design, and I was like, oh, because I'm also very much a control freak. Like, I love control and having everything in its neat little orderly box and system and all of that sort of thing. And what I found was the best thing for me is when I did jump on the table and shout and say, you know, this is what I'm doing. And then the right people, very few people, like one or two, would, you know, respond to that and be like, tell me more. And then I end up in these deep, deep, meaningful conversations, because I don't do surface level conversations. I'm either all in or I'm all out. Like when I ask someone how they are, like, I really want to know, you know, it's not like just a flippant, how are you? No, for me, it's like, tell me your whole life story. And we get into these really deep and meaningful conversations. And so what would happen from a business perspective is when I had those one or two people come, they would have such a profound initiation, if you like, an experience in the form of, you know, writing or journeying through a publishing process with me, because it's never just about writing a book. It's about a profound transformation within the person and their work. And I'm sure you'll be able to speak to this, because it is a journey. It's like, oh yeah, I think I'm saying yes to this thing, and you come out on the other side as a completely more expanded version of yourself. And it's not intentional. Like, I don't do it intentionally. It just seems to be a result of what tends to happen with working with me and my team. But it's just so beautiful. And then what happens is the people who initially heard my call will then go and do my marketing for me. They tell other people about me, like, oh my gosh, you need to know this person. And then so as a projector, it's not me saying, oh, hey, like, I've got this thing, or hey, I've got this project, or hey, I know something that can help you. It's other people who are not projectors talking to other people. And then that tends to be how this beautiful ecosystem has unfolded for me.
I love that you call it an ecosystem. Just thought about permaculture. Is it permaculture?
Oh, I love permaculture. Yes, I love it.
It is. So you grew something that is amazing, and you built this system. And I feel like system is not the right word. It is like permaculture. It is ecosystem.
It's just this magical thing that tends to like feed itself and evolve and grow. And I'm kind of just sitting there as the caretaker.
Yeah, and you are
just kind of envisioning it happening.
You are meant to lead. And looking again at your chart, I want to dive into a couple of really inspirational aspects. So I talked about this central idea of your definition, and there are two channels. One of them is the channel of initiation, that is 2551. That is why this jumped out to me. Oh, she's an initiator, but she's a projector. That does not go well together. But what I want to share at this point in time, it is a unique and a very mystical channel because it connects the willpower. That is what you definitely have, with your G center, the self-perception, and there is the need to be the first or to initiate things or to compete in a way when someone has this channel like you. And there is the strong desire to start new projects. And at the same time, it's a projected channel. And that makes sense in a projector's chart. This channel needs to be recognized. This channel needs to be invited so that it can be fully manifested. And this happens when people see what you have to offer and they do the work for you. They invite you to something that they work on, and you are part of it, or you are the leader, the CEO of something, and you can delegate to them, but they recognize your magnificence, your amazingness, your great ideas, and then you can delegate and do the work.
Yes.
So you have those epiphanies. You have those inspirational ideas because you want to bring something very new into the world. And just combining the other channel with that, this is, for me, it's the channel of the entrepreneur. And from the very beginning, I have been knowing you for several years. That's what I said already. I always felt like kudos to you because you are doing such an amazing entrepreneurial work. Everyone could learn from that. And I really encourage people to connect with you, to look at how you do it, especially when they are projectors, because you built this entrepreneurial, magnificent permaculture of how things could really work and work well and work in a magnificent way. Because with your, and now this is, I think this is the main topic, and it just came to me. It's heart-centered marketing in a way that you don't force anything, even though you initiate things, but as it comes from your heart of hearts, people feel that, and it's like contagious, so that this ripple effect of what you want to bring to the world, what you want to offer, it's the way you want to be of service, it just multiplies. And you can be so very successful with what you do because you can sell anything to anyone because it is heart-centered. And I hope this makes sense. Heart-centered marketing, that is my
definitely does. And the reason it is heart-centered marketing, and the reason I've chosen books as that marketing vessel, is because the issue that I see with how many of us, me included, used to be, still a work in progress, mind you, it's very, very hard to undo the conditioning and the trauma and the thought patterns. That's an entirely different, you know, subject to talk on. But storytelling to me is the best and fastest way to connect with somebody. And when you can own your story, and now my publishing house specializes in nonfiction, just so this makes sense. When you can tell a story and own your story, the good, the bad, the ugly, the weird, the terrifying, all of it, and then you can communicate that to another person in a very intimate way without obviously being triggering and just over the top. You know, there's an art to it. That's when real connections are made. And when a real connection is made from person to person and they can recognize, oh, this person gets me, or, oh, this person understands my problem and has created a solution to it. Now we're talking entrepreneurial. I want to buy the thing from them. And it doesn't matter then how much that thing is, whether it's $5 or $5,000. If you had done that storytelling correctly and you can embody that story and speak to that story and own all the parts, then it makes selling that much easier. And I don't even, like, I hate the word selling, like, but as entrepreneurs, we got to sell, right? We got to sell to make money. But for me, I used to be so attached to the outcome, like, oh my gosh, like, I've got to make money, I've got to do this, and it's stressful, right? That's part of being an entrepreneur, because if you take a day off or you don't make a sale, nobody's coming to pay you your weekly paycheck. Right? Like, that means you can't pay the rent, you can't buy the groceries. So there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of stress. But as soon as I showed up in service to what I was good at and shared it without an expectation, some people said no. And I just went, you know what? That's probably for the best. Like, that's okay. But a lot of people said yes. And those people are the most aligned clients. And I just get so excited to work with them. And I can pour my everything into that because they know that I have already shared pieces of myself with them through stories, through books, through social media, because I am who I am. I show up like how I talk. Right now I've got baby vomit all down the back of my jacket. Like, it is what it is, right? Like, it's real. Life is real. And when we share that, that's where the magic happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that is what drew me to you. You just built the bridge. I have this back into the past idea when I worked on this multi-author book with you, which was Corporate Dropouts. And whenever yes. I revisit my chapter where I tell my story about dropping out of the corporate or educational system and what I said about my body as the compass to alignment, it is like this was part of my transformation. And you said this in the very first words when we hopped on the camera. It was a transformation in itself, just telling the story. And even yeah. I evolved and things changed. When I revisit this chapter, that was like the seed of going down that road of following my magnificence, using my body as this vessel to be more and more aligned. And the process of writing in this project that you offer together with a bunch of other amazing ladies, that was like really planting the seed and helped me so much to really come to or reach the next level. It was not about just about, oh, now I'm a best-selling author. Now I can market a book. Now I can say, hey, I'm part of this book. And I think it was this internal process that from the very beginning spoke to me just from the topic you offered. Corporate Dropouts is an amazing name and you are very creative.
Yeah.
Up with amazing. And so I can highly recommend being part of such a journey because it benefits you in so many ways. And Taryn, I don't know, is this what you experience with most of the, I think you mainly work with women, most of the women you work with, that they go through this transformational process on the inside as well as on the outside?
Absolutely, 100%. And that is why I love it so much. It's because, and look, I don't market it that way because I think that would be a little scary to people, right? I'm like, hey, you want to go on this really deep and meaningful, journey with me? It's going to hurt and it's going to be ugly, but we're going to do it together and we're going to get on the other side. You know, I don't really market it like that, but it is 100% true. And I didn't understand that until I had written my first book and went on my own journey. And that's really what inspired me to open the publishing house in the first place, because I was like, this is where the magic is. This is what I was born to do and facilitate and initiate, is these transformations for these writers. And I work with a lot of men now as well, and women. And it's such an interesting journey to go on with someone. And I love working on the solo books as well. You did a group project, which is awesome, but there's a lot of people to juggle, right? But when we go into like a solo book and a one-on-one, it is a very deep, intimate journey together. And it's just so beautiful watching someone come into the container and they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to write a book and it's going to grow my business. And it does do all of those things. But it also allows them to expand into their next level offers and who they are and to own their story. And I'll give you an example. Before I got on the phone with you, I was on the phone to one of my male clients, and we're doing a solo book for him. And he was talking about the time that he had built this business empire. He'd owned three gyms, and he it was all really going bad. Right. The gyms were failing. He wasn't happy. He was really depressed, and he was starting to have suicidal thoughts. And what he had written was, oh, yeah, I had suicidal thoughts. And then he kind of moved on to the next thing. And I was like, hang on. Like, talk to me about this. Like, let's really go into this together. And this is a serious topic, right? This is a taboo topic, if you like. I'm like, tell me the exact thought process that was going through your head. And so he and I had this chat that allowed him to express himself and to reflect back on that time, because it was from the past. And to really take the time to consider, well, was it suicidal thoughts? What was I thinking? How was I feeling? How do I actually communicate this outside of myself, not in the spoken word, but in a written word as well? And so we did the thing together, and it allowed him to express himself. But also, when somebody reads his thought process there, they're going to be able to recognize parts of themselves and their story and times that they felt like that, which is going to rapidly accelerate that know, like, trust factor that it takes to buy from somebody. So by the time they get to the end of his book, they're going to be like, I love this person. I know this person. Like, they get me. He can help me, you know? And that makes the sale of the back end products or transformation so much easier.
Yeah, I totally understand. And I am very drawn to doing this solo project in the future, because that is what has been on my list forever and a day, because I feel there is even more intensity in that and more transformation in that and more focus, clarity. For me, the clarity factor is such an amazing thing, because through the writing process, I gain so much clarity on what it is that I bring to the table. And it sounds like really transformational, life-changing work for the one who works with you. And it is the ripple effect, because those who get to read the book, they are inspired by very personal stories and the ups and downs of all the things that are shared in the books.
100%. And that again is also one of the best things about it. It's this ripple effect, you know, because I think a lot of us, due to how society has somehow ended up, I walk around going, oh, there's something wrong with me. I'm alone. I'm broken. I'm the only one who's experienced this thing, which is not true. The human experience has so much overlap. And when people are brave enough to express these taboo topics or these innermost thoughts and experiences and go, this is how I navigated it and this is what I experienced, then someone else, even if you just change the life of one person or the thought pattern of one person who reads your book, What a gift to give somebody.
Yeah. This brings me to both a question and something to share with the world. I also had your Gene Keys chart handy, but I feel like more drawn to the human design because my question is, there is a lot of openness in your chart and head center, there is the open root center, which both bring pressure to people's energetic system. I want to say that the openness per se is nothing that is good or bad, but it needs to be handled in the right way so that you can honor your energetics, honor your boundaries, and that you have ideas or ways to get rid of pressure that comes from the outside. When you work with people, you have the open throat, you have the open emotional center. I thought about these two centers to touch upon because you said there are people telling you or sharing with you their most vulnerable stories. And you have this openness of really tuning into what is going on with them. That's what you just said with your current client. You totally can absorb and understand what is going on for them. My question is, first of all, how do you protect your field, your space, your cellular and energetic system? Because you absorb a lot. That is good for you as an entrepreneur. And that is good for the people who work with you because you totally get them and you have this motor of initiation, inspiration, and intuitive sensation. And on the other hand, how can you help? No, I want to ask this question after that. So how do you handle that? How do you protect your energetics?
I think, do you know what? It's been a learning process because before I used to get really, really drained and be like, oh, why am I feeling this way? And but it's the same thing when I go to a shopping center. You know, like I have to really like psych myself up to go out and peep. I call it peopling. You know, like I have a very finite capacity for peopling. And once I've reached my people quota, that's it. I want to go into my cave. I don't want anyone to talk to me. I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be spoken to. Don't want my phone to ding. And it was about flipping a mindset for me is to go, what an honor for me to be able to have these conversations and these initiations. And I think it was just that small kind of reframe to me instead of, because to me, it doesn't feel like work. Right? Because of the way that I work now, and I do it in the way that works for me and works for my clients, I don't feel drained anymore because I'm like, I'm so excited and lit up by what we're doing. And then so honored that people feel safe enough and I can hold this space for people to express in this very particular way. Now, sometimes the way that we express it together doesn't always end up on the page because they're still not feeling okay with that. And that's fine. We find a way to word it that they're comfortable with expressing to the wider world. But it's just to go, thank you. Like it's a gratitude thing for me is I guess how I protect my field and my energy. Because I don't go to sleep at night, you know, thinking about, oh, you know, poor so-and-so had this experience, da-da-da-da-da. Because, I mean, I've had some pretty horrific things happen to me as well. And it's just flipping from this, oh, those poor people, this victim mindset to what a great lesson, what a great experience, what a great learning so that these people can then go and do the amazing things that they're now doing in the world. Because we aren't the people we are today without everything that's already happened. And some of that stuff can be really, really nasty stuff.
Absolutely.
But you can't be who you are in your current expression without any of that.
Absolutely. And so I don't know what road to go because let's go back to your chart again. There are like millions of questions that I have. because
we might have to do another episode.
Yeah, let's do that, because now I'm always listening deeply to what you say. And you said it's this part that deals with the boundaries, like with being grateful for people sharing their stories. And you have gone through so many things, and you have hit horrific phases or experiences in your life. And that was like, I need to go to her profile, because I remember that you are a role model and a hermit. The hermit is,
yes,
which is, again, so in tune with the projector to withdraw and to go back in the cave. But then now I was drawn to talk about this role model aspect, because you said, I have gone through stories myself, and this is part of the role model. Really having gone through stories, through intensive stories, through horrible stories, through wonderful stories, and then digesting them, contemplating, really sorting them out. And finally, so you are still in this phase when it comes to those age phases,
yeah,
they talk about, but finally you will end up just showing up as this role model who experienced a lot, who digested and contemplated and really integrated is really good, and therefore can show up as a person that inspires others, that has been there, has done that, has experienced that, and just by showing up can inspire others. So I can combine the questions. So now, having said that, I feel something sets you really apart from the multitude of publishing houses that are out there. Because I got to know so many people who just said, and by the way, I own a publishing house. By the way, I own a publishing house. You tell me what sets you apart, but I have this slight idea. No, not the slight, wrong. The big idea that your experience as a professional publisher with many, many, many years of experience and a deep apprenticeship around that, plus your role as a role model, as someone who has been there, who has experienced things, and you did something before you did the publishing house that
I did.
Oh, plays a big role, I think, in guiding people. And now I pass the word on to you. What sets you apart as a publishing house and as a writer and guide for writers?
So what sets me apart is the experience, but it's also my ability to see how things can be improved. And so I will never go and do something unless I've tested it on myself first. So I will always go first and, you know, test out my theory or idea to make sure it works, because I would feel terrible if I told someone to do something like, hey, write a book, it's going to make you a lot of money, and I didn't do it myself, right? I'd be like, oh, well, you know, how do you know that happens? It just doesn't morally sit right for me. And so you mentioned an apprenticeship. And so I did apprentice with somebody for 9 months who was in the publishing industry and, you know, started my own publishing company. But even that was a very flat experience for me, because I went through it and I completed all the things and I did all, and I went to all the calls and I was like, oh, there's so much more to this. There is so much more to this. But what about the marketing? What about, you know, the intimate experiences? Because it was very much just about making money. And I was like, that's not enough. Yes, it's important, but it's not enough for me. And it's not enough for the writers anyway, either. Because, I mean, anyone can word vomit out words on paper and slap it up on Amazon, right? But that's not going to make anybody money. And it's not going to provide the personal transformation for the writer or the people picking up that book. And it can severely damage a brand instead of enhance it if you do it wrong, right? And it was also about recognizing that each book and each individual person and each individual story is unique. And so it needs a unique approach. Yes, of course, we have systems and strategies and all of these things and timelines in place, but it's about taking the time to go, what are you writing for, Patricia? What are you writing for? What is your end goal? What do you want to do with this book? Because everybody has a different why, a different end goal, a different vision. And so if we take the time to understand that, then we can work backwards. We can tailor a marketing strategy that makes sure that that outcome comes true, right? And I did also add in a whole PR and media brush to the publishing company, because I wasn't okay with, oh, you're a number one Amazon bestseller. Well, great. That's just a matter of knowing the algorithm, which is a great skill in itself, right? And it's not to take away the fact that you are indeed a best-selling author, but how do we go bigger? How do we make more impact? And I don't know if you're aware, but Corporate Dropouts, the book you're in, is still ranking on the bestseller list.
Yes. Yes.
And that's like what? Two, three years later, yes. It's still ranking on the bestseller list. And you know what? We haven't done any marketing behind that except for the authors telling people about it. So I wouldn't even call that a marketing strategy, right? But we created such a great product together by understanding all the unique energies that were coming into that project and then giving birth to it, if you like, that it's doing its own thing. But imagine if we then put like a targeted PR and marketing campaign behind that, like the impact that that could have.
Yeah.
And so it's about understanding all of those things. And what ended up happening after my apprenticeship is that I went on this exploration, if you like, of experience, kind of like navigation of the publishing world. And I went, well, what are these people doing? What are these people doing? And what are they doing okay? What are they doing great? What could be done better? What's missing? What are people's experiences? What are people saying? And so through that exploration, I was able to create what you see as my publishing company today. And that's just by being very observant and recognizing what people are asking for and what's missing in the industry and what felt icky to me in the industry, and going, how do we make this an amazing experience for everybody involved? Because I also don't want to show up and work with people who, you know, are not the right client for me, or who are not having a great experience. That's like, to me, experience is everything. Why spend one precious minute of yours with me if I'm not the person you should be spending it with?
Right.
And so I ended up having a branch called the Publishing House Concierge as part of my business. I don't do it now, but I did before. And I actually had all of those publishing companies that you're speaking about white labeling me and my team behind the scenes to make them look good.
Wow.
Someone said to me, because I've done that for a couple of years, and someone said to me, they're like, well, how come you're making all of them look really good when you could be focusing all your energy on making yourself look good? And I was like, good point. Like, because I just felt good to me to be doing that, right? And I was like, oh no, they've probably got a point. And so I shut down that part of the business and then bought, you know, all of my energy to focus on my publishing company. But the reason people wanted to work with me in that capacity, other publishing houses were asking for my expertise, is because I had done that exploration.
I feel you unify both in studies when I listen to you. So it shows up as pictures when I listen to a person. And this is like, I had this word, like, you are the entrepreneurial philanthropist. That is like,
yeah,
doing the heart-centered work. And at the same time, when I'd send over someone to you, I could say, you will be a success. It will be successful in so many ways, inner and outer success. At the same time, she is so heart-centered. She is a philanthropist. She is really adding so much value. And just remembering your human design chart, there is the willpower, there is the entrepreneur, there is the proud person, there is the one that can compete. And I think you unify both ends. And so I can just highly recommend reaching out. And I just can talk about that because I worked with you, and I can say this is after, I think, even 4 years. I can highly speak of you, and that means a lot. Because
it does. Thank you.
Yeah, she did another project, and she's one of those publishing houses that just publish crap. Because that is, excuse me, that is what I saw. I ordered books, and I found like 10 words per page just to fill a book and sell it as a high price point. So how can people find out how can they participate in projects that you offer?
You don't even have to work with me if you don't want. Just come hang out with me. Let's be friends. Look, I have two different brands. I've got my Tara Reeves brand, and I've got the publishing company, which is Automatic Authority Publishing and Press House, which has had a whole rebrand since you and I worked together, Patricia, because of the immense expansion that I have undergone. But if you Google Taryn Reeves, it's probably the simplest way to go. Find my website, find my socials, add me, send a message. Let's have a chat. Just come and play in my space. I want to come play in yours, and let's just see what happens.
That is so great. Come in my space. I will come in yours, and let's inspire each other, because I feel it's 100%. Rising the tides and adding to each other's frequency to raise the vibration. And I love hanging out with people like you. And this leads me to my very last question. Is there anything that you would love to share with people right now? Something, golden nugget, something that comes to your mind that someone who is watching this episode right now needs to hear, wants to hear, can benefit from?
Yes. And it ties in with the name of your podcast. You are absolutely magnificent exactly as you are. Everything that you have experienced to date, everything that you believe about yourself, all of the good parts, the bad parts, everything that you're expecting in the future, all of it makes up who you are today. And the beauty of that is nothing is set in stone. You can be the author of your own life. You have the power to create and to change and to inspire and to impact. And it's part of the human experience. It's a journey. So enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. Embrace it.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that just plays into what I just wanted to say as something to wrap it up, because you said you are magnificent. We all are magnificent. There is magnificence in every one of us. And that is why I love looking at human design and the gene keys in this very holistic way of figuring out what is the specialty. And everyone is special. Everyone is magnificent. And there is nothing that people need to get rid of. There is nothing that is like a shadow and we need to transform it. But it is like embracing, loving the shadow, looking at the shadow, being aware of challenges. But oftentimes they can turn out to be the greatest assets in one's lives, one's life. And so that is so in sync with my mission and my message out there. And I love that you were my guest today, that you shared openly about the high highs and also the low lows, about your heart center. And I wish that people really connect with you, hang out with you, just to be inspired or end up working with you, because you are amazing. You are magnificent, Taryn.
Thank you. You are magnificent. Everyone's magnificent.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Such a great finish line. Everyone is magnificent, and thank you for watching another episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on your magnificence and the magnificence of my guests. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for this empowering episode. To continue this journey of aligning with your true purpose and uncovering your magnificence, schedule an illumination call with Patricia at patricialindner.com. please share this episode with someone who needs it and subscribe to the show on YouTube and your favorite podcasting platform. Join us again soon for another episode of Magnificence.